Okay, Chevra. So there is a sugya about rechitza on Shabbos that goes from the bottom of it goes from like lamed tes on the base through mem on the base. I want to kind of skip that because I want to continue our bishul topics, and there isn't that much left in the zman, so it's worth I think getting back to bishul. So turn to mem on the base. Tana Rabbanan, it's like 12 lines from the top.
Maybe
11 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan, maybe Adam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here we're good. Tana Rabbanan, maybe Adam Kiton Shamay Menicho Kineget Hamadura. Lo Bishur Shiyichamu, Ela Bishur Shetafik Tzinasan. Okay, so I'm allowed to take a pitcher of water and put it kineged hamadura. We'll have to define the words kineged hamadura, but bepashtos kineged hamadura, it means la'afuke, you can't put it on top of the fire, right? So you put it next to a fire.
Is that the same thing as samach?
It seems like some sort of samach, although Tosfos in the sugya of samach pointed out that smicha involves that there is a dolphin mafsik. Wait, where is that Tosfos? Tosfos says, Mahu lismoch, on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Mikol makom, right at the bottom of Tosfos on Lamed Zayin Aleph, Mikol makom, ein lo mamrikan lismoch, eitzo ha'esh, the shiny hacha, the dolphin akdirima. Dofne kira mafsikin. Right? So Tosis says that smicha is different than this sort of case because over here there's no dofen mafsik. So what I'm doing over here is I'm bringing a pitcher of water and I'm putting it kineged hamadura. We'll have to figure out what that word kineged means, like how far away, not on the fire, how far away does it have to be? Lo b'shur shiyachamu ela b'shur shetafik tzinasan. Don't put it there in order that it should get hot, but rather to take away the chill. That's the Tana Kamma. Water, not to heat it, but in order to take the chill away. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevi isha pach shor shemen umenichaso kineged hamadura, lo bishvil sheyivasher, ela bishvil sheyifasher. Right? Lo bishvil sheyivasher, lo bishvil sheyifasher. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you take a jug of oil, again, kineged hamadura, but it should not be to cook, rather it should be to warm it. So we have to figure out the shinui lashon, that by mayim it says chimun and lahafeg tzinasan, whereas by shemen it says yivashel, not chimun, and it says yivasher as the opposite of yivashel. Again, just take these questions, hold them. Right? That's shita number two. So Rabbi Yehuda is about oil, Tana Kamma is about water.
Well, Rashi. Yeah.
You had a comment?
Oil and water have different boiling points, right?
Nachon.
Which one has a higher?
I think oil is a higher boiling point. Like a burn from oil will be a much more serious burn than a burn from water. Been there, done that,
you
right?
Had a few of those other
yeah, and a couple weeks before that too.
Been there, done that. Okay, so we have the time to come. We have Rabbi Yehuda, Rashbag Omer, Isha Sacha Yad Hashem Nun Chamamasu Kenegan Amadura, V'Sacha Levna Katan Ve'Eina Choshashas. Rashbag says that you can put the oil on your hand or on your kid and heat the oil that way, meaning to say, probably that you're doing it in some kel achar yad sort of way. The normal way to heat oil is in a jug. To heat oil when it's on your body is not the normal way. Tana Kamma is about water. Rabbi Yehuda and Rashbag are about oil. Rabbi Yehuda says leave the oil there a certain amount of time, or I shouldn't say it like that. Rabbi Yehuda says leave the oil there. Lo sheyivasher, ela sheyivasher. Rashbag says do it some sort of kilachayad. Ibayalahu. Some guy has a question. Shemen nahu latanakama. Right? The Tanakama doesn't say anything about shemen. What's the din according to the Tanakama about shemen? So Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Dami Tavayla Hetera. Rabbi Nachum ben Yitzchak Amar Isura. Right? That's called the Machlokas. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Dami Tavayla Hetera. Shemen Afabi Shayad Sola. This bo mutter. Kasavar Tanakama. Shemen Ein Bo Mishum Bishal. Right? According to the Tanakama, shemen, even though it will be Yad Soledes. Now, the Gemara has not yet mentioned the word Yad Soledes. We will get to that word in a couple of lines. But the Tanakhama holds that there is no such thing as Bishul by Shemen. So that's why the Tanakhama holds that you can put the Shemen Keneged HaMadura even Bishvil Sheyevashel.
Why
is there no Bishul by Shemen? So that's a great question. So the Magid Mishnah in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel has a comment, something on the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you're Mevashel on Shabbos, Dover She'ein Sarach Bishul Klal, so that is Potter, meaning that's not Bishul. The what?
Potter of
Halasir. Potter of Halasir. Pashtus is some sort of Isid Rabbanon. But the Magid Mishnah writes that the source of that Rambam is Shemen Ein Bo Mishum Bishul. Because oil is edible ruah. So now, so is eggs. Water.
So are eggs.
So is
eggs. Didn't we talk about eggs?
Eggs.
Yeah.
So whether eggs are edible ruah is a question, because we pass in that eggs are edible ruah as achila yidei hadchak. Right, in the halachos of bishul akum, right, we assume that eggs are. It's edible raw, but it's like yucky a little bit. And the chazonim like shrink raw eggs in order to lubricate their throat. But it's not the normal way of doing it. But the Tanakhama holds shemen ein bo mishum bishul. The Magid Mishnah is explaining that the pshat in that is that the oil does not improve. Aye, what about water? So if you look in the Shear HaTzion, Shin Yud Ches Oz, Kuf Yud Dalet, one of the most famous Shear HaTzions in Judaism.
What's the source of that?
Shin Yud Ches Os Kuf Yud Dalet. Shear HaTzion quotes some that water also does not have Bishul Min HaTorah. That is too wild. Some assume that water has Bishul Min HaTorah because unlike Shemen, that why is it that there is Bishul on a piece of schnitzel, but there's no Bishul on Shemen, according to this opinion? So the reason probably is, some say, that when I cook a piece of schnitzel, I have really changed the substance. And even though it's cold, but it's still a new cheftza, so to speak, right? I don't know the mitzias, but some say that by oil, when I cook it, the substance has really changed. It's like a new cheftza. But by water, maybe it is not a new cheftza in the sense of once the water cools down, whatever happened to it beforehand is gone. So maybe what the Rambam means is that if you cook something that doesn't need cooking and is really changed or is as good beforehand and after, etc., so then there's no Bishul Min HaTorah. But if you have something that there's a significant change while it's warm, so that is Bishul Min HaTorah. Those are two opinions in the Shear HaTzion. Is there Bishul Min HaTorah in the water? The idea there's no Bishul in water, Min HaTorah, is very difficult.
Yeah, but what, like the Sugya of Kitum Shamayim, or not the Kitum, the Bakhov Shamayim, right?
That's going to be this next Gemara coming up. We'll get there. But
So the
Pashtus is, and this is something I heard from Rabbi Eli Baruch Shulman, who's like the Bochin, who was the Bochin in Yeshiva before me. So I shared an office with him for a while. So one year we're learning Kira, and Rabbi Shulman actually wrote the art scroll on Kira. So Rabbi Shulman commented to me, and I think this actually makes a lot of sense, that if you read the the sequence of the Gemara. If you look at the sequence in the Gemara, any quote that says it's from Shanghai, I'm assuming is like
very important,
but very important, right? Like, but the Gemara had the whole sugya of Rechitza that we skipped. Then the Gemara has this din of Mayim and Shemen. One could argue that the shi'ur and the definition of bishul by water is bishul of rinsing, of rechitza. The halacha, right, the sequence in the Gemara indicates this way. The lashon of the Gemara of using a term of chimum as opposed to a term of yivashel perhaps says that also. By water, the din is heating it in order to bathe. Now, this is also mavur in the Rambam. The Rambam tells me, remember, there's a shi'ur of every malacha. How much do you have to do? So how much do I have to carry of this and this substance to be chayiv misa? So how much do I have to heat? How much water do I have to heat to be chayiv misa? So the Rambam's lashon is kadesh yirchotz bo aver katan. So Rabbi Shulman pointed out, I think it's actually a very good pshat, that the definition of rechitza by mayim is not the definition of rechitza elsewhere. By mayim, it's about chimum for rechitza. The chimum, the heating of water, is not about cooking in the food sense. It's about bathing. I'll say it like that.
Could that just be both and clearly that's what water was typically used for back then?
Yeah, I'm assuming that they cooked water to eat also, but me'eza sibashahi, Chazal define water's cooking as chimum, meaning as rechitza. Right? And therefore, water, even though the Rambam says that if I'm mevashel something which is ne'echal chai, I'm putter, that's true about cooking foods where the definition of cooking is l'shem food. But by water, even though it's nechal chai, it doesn't matter because water is in a different category of bishul. And this is all stuff I heard like from Rabbi Shulman many years ago.
What if your intention... So does it matter what your intention is?
So apparently since the definition of, or the paradigm of cooking water is for rechitza, so even though I'm cooking it with tzarech achila, it doesn't fully change the din, right? That's the Hesper. But let's go back. There is an opinion in the Gemara. The Tanakama's opinion is that Shemen ein bo mishum bishul. The Magen Mishnah says that that's the source of this idea that if I cook davar she'ein tzarech bishul klal, I'm not going to be chayiv. Shemen ein bo mishum bishul. Now, it's worth making one ha'ara though. Back to the Gemara. The Tanakhama says I could take a Kiton Shomayim, right, and put a Keneged Hamadura. Keneged Hamadura means not on the fire. Nachon? Mm-hmm. By Shemen, Keneged Hamadura is okay because the Tanakhama holds Shemen Ein Bo Mishum Bishul. Yet the Tanakhama seems to say that you cannot put the Shemen Agabe Hamadura. Well, why not? If Shemen Imbo Mishum Bishol, why is it that it's only Keneged? Our entire Gemara is talking about Keneged.
Gezerah Shema.
So it's a Gezerah Shema what? Osim
Hamayim Al Gabe Hamadura. I'm not speaking
Hebrew. I mean, like, so you can't put oil on the Madura because you might... Shema Yechata, maybe, but it doesn't. It's possible it's Shema Yechata. It cannot be Mechzik Mevashel. I'll say it like that. Because Mechzik Mevashel would not make any sense by something where Bishul is not Shayach.
Yeah, but who's to say if I have a pot of it, I'm not. Do I see that it's Shema inside?
So maybe you could say that there's still Mechzik Mevashel, but not Mechzi in the. Let me say it like this. There are two dinim of maris ayin. I should not do something that people look askance at. Why not? So there's a stira in Rashi's, right? This comes up in Yeridayism and Pezayin, right? Maris ayin could be some form of lifnei iver, that if you'll see me do that, you might do an aveira. Or maris ayin could be because I am not the bailam on my own reputation. The Torah says, V'yisem nekiyem me Hashem u mi Yisrael. Don't do anything that people will say, oh my gosh, that person's like such a bum. So when I focus on why I should not put oil al ha madura, right, I could say it's some sort of shem yichata. Although, let me say next ta'ara. Over here, I do not, we'll strike that. I'll make this ha'ara later. Okay, we'll make it later. But the point is that according to Tanakama, Shemen does not have bishul. I still should not put it on the fire, either because of Shem Yechata or because of Mechzik and Mevashel, but Mechzik and Mevashel probably in the Lifnei Iver sense, not in the V'yisem Nekiyim sense. Yes.
Question. When it says Ingo Misham Bishel, how crazy would it be to say that since Shemen has such a high boiling point, when it's Kenegan HaMadura, it can never get to a status of Bishel?
So
the, but that's why Al Gabe would be a problem.
So the Ingo problem is,
in this case of Kenegan HaMadura.
Well, again, well, in Reb Yehuda's language, Shemen, right, I can not do it Bishvil Shiyavashel. Meaning Reb Yehuda, right, assumes obviously that Shemen is Shayach Bishul, and it can get that hot. Right? How hot is the fire? How close is it? We don't know the answers to those questions. Oh. So Rabbi Reb Yossi, Dami Tabayi Lehetera. Shemen afa b'shayad so ledispoz mutter, kusara tanikama Shemen ein bo mishum bishul. Vos Reb Yehuda lemeimar, Shemen yesh bo mishum bishul, vehev sheira lo zehu bishulo. Right? Reb Yehuda says that Shemen has Bishul, but Hefsher, which is just like warming it, let's say, is not considered Bishul. Vas Reb Shimon Gamliel amemar Shemen yesh bo mishum Bishul, vehefshero zehu bishulo. Right? Rashbag says that you cannot even do Hefsher by Shemen, but what I can do is put the oil on my hand, or put the oil on my kid. And there are two ways of saying this. Either I put the oil on my hand and my kid because then it becomes a kel achar yad, and that's okay. But then we'd have to plug it into all the rules of kel achar yad b'chalatera kula. Alternatively, we could say that if I put it on my hand, so I can't even get to the stage of hefsher. Okay, here's the thing. I have oil on my hand. I'm kineged hamadura. Right? What's going to happen? Right? We spoke about getting an oil burn a few minutes ago. Right? It's not a good idea. Do not try this. Don't put oil on your body. Or okay, even if you don't care, don't put oil on your kid. Right? And put the kid kineged hamadura. Don't do that. Right? So it could be that what Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying is, I'm not nervous about any form of bishul by any extent, even hefsher, I'm not nervous about because it's on my baby. And I'm not going to leave the kid there, or I'm not going to put the baby in a place that it could get to that temperature. Fine. So version one of the Gemara is Rab and Rav Yosef. They say, lahakel, that according to the Tanakhama, there is no bishul by Shemen. Let's go on in the Gemara. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar li isura. Shemen afal pi she'ein hayad so ledispoz asur. Kasavar, shemen yesh bo mishum bishul, vehefshero zehu bishulo. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says that shemen is more machmir than other stuff. There is bishul on shemen, but even hefsher counts as bishul. Also Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar hefsheril lo zehu bishulo. Vaser Rashbag lemeimar shemen yesh bo mishum bishul hefsheril zehu bishulo. I Rashbag kan yotam kama ikabena kol achar yad. Right, so there's a machlokes about whether shemen yesh bo mishum bishul or ein bo mishum bishul, and there are different ways of saying this machlokes. According to Rabbi and Rav Yosef, the machlokes is Tanakama versus Rabbi Yehuda and Rashbag. And the Tanakama holds shemen ein bo mishum bishul. According to version 2 of the Gemara of Nachum bar Yitzchak, so the Tanakama holds that shemen has bishul, but shemen has super duper bishul. Even hefsher is considered bishul. Now we do have, by the way, a similar yesod in the Gemara about melach, whether there is bishul on salt. Some say there is zero bishul on salt at all. Tzricha milcha bishula kibisra datura, that melach only has bishul on the ish mamish.
It comes up in the
tisugya. Taflin, right? Not in the sense of that you put salt in your tea. Right? Most people don't do that. But there's a machlokas in the Gemara about melach, whether there is bishul on melach. It's entirely possible that there is a same machlokas or a very similar machlokas by shemen, in the sense of bishul by these things is not the normal rules of bishul. Right? By melach, when I cook it, I basically dissolve it. Right? That's what cooked salt is. By shemen, when I cook it, it gets hot a little bit, but it doesn't really change. Or it gets hot and I use it to cook other stuff. It's not an end product into itself. It's a different type of bishul. So these unusual bishul forms is discussed in the Gemara. Okay, so let's just review for a second. The Tanakama speaks about water. It says, I could put water keneged hamadura, but lo bishvil sheyevasheel. Or lo bishvil sheyechamu, I should say. I made one other brief ha'ara. Right, we noted that by bishul of mayim, the lashon is sheyechamu. By bishul of shemen, it says sheyevashel. And we said that this is a potential raya to the fact that bishul by mayim and bishul by shemen are fundamentally different, right? That by mayim, because the model is rechitza, so maybe it's governed by different rules. Second. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Look at Rashi. Right, what's Rashi saying? The Rashi lo sheyechamu. Right. What does that mean?
Don't leave it there for
long enough
to get warm.
Nachon. So according to Rashi, I am allowed to put the water in a place where it could get super duper hot, but don't leave it there for that long.
Sounds so sketchy. What if you forget it?
So what about if I forget it? What happens if I forget it?
Bishul.
Okay. Maybe. Bad. Is it bishul or is it a davar shein miskaven?
You know it's going to get hot. You just don't know how long you're leaving it there
for. Well, I know I want to leave it there for, you know, 8 minutes. And then I get caught up. Someone knocks on the door, whatever it is. I get involved in something and I leave it there for too long. I didn't intend for it to really cook. Right?
Is that what a davar shein miskaven is?
So this is the question. Right? Why do Chazal make a gezeira? Right? But Pashtus, this is a gezeira. Don't put the water there. Bishvil she yivasher, ela she yifasher. Right? Meaning only put it there for a small amount of time. Don't put it there for a long amount of time. What exactly could go wrong if I leave it there for a long amount of time? In the worst case scenario, I'm violating Bishul al yedei adarashenu miskafein, which is not Bishul. According to Rashi, what the Gemara means, let me say it like this. According to Rashi, what the Gemara means is don't have kavana to leave it there, sheyivashel. But that's not such a chiddush, because of course I should not put water in the place where it could cook so that it does cook. So chora, there's not much of a chiddush in the lo bishvoshi yivashel part of Rashi.
I don't know, I feel like we always, not always, I feel like there are times where we are going to things. Let's say shikia, why can't I put something between?
Okay, so shikia.
Between, 0% and then macho bend your side.
Also, right, because it's some sort of gezeira shem yichata or whatever it is. So over here also, it's a special gezeira. Again, this is called, by the way, in the Lashon Poskim, gezeiras hefsher. Right? In terms of the Yisurim Drabbanan on Shabbos, we have shehiya hachazara hatmana and gezeiras hefsher. Rashi is saying that gezeiras hefsher means do not put it there for long enough that it could get hot, but I'm allowed to put it in a location where it could get hot. So if you look in Tosfos on Memches Amud Aleph, 48a, Dibamaskol Mai. Dibamaskol Mai. It's like the first wide line. Mai Shno Mimecha Magabi Mecha. Right? The Gemara says that you're allowed to put one pot of water on top of another pot of water if it's ukumi ukume, ukumi kamukim, if you're just maintaining the heat, as opposed to oludi kamolid, which is an iser of hatmana, because you're adding new heat. So in the middle of that Tosfos quotes our Gemara. Right? And Tosfos is bothered by the kasha. How come in our Gemara we say you should not put the water to leave it there to get hot enough? And over there, on Memches, we say you're allowed to put water on top of a mecham, so long as it's maimed chomo, so long as it's there as your intention is to maintain the heat.
It says maintain the heat. Does that mean it was hot before?
It was hot beforehand. I'm just keeping the heat there.
It's totally different. One's already warm.
But why don't I worry that I'm going to leave it there and it will get even hotter?
Yeah, but it's already warm.
It's already at Yad Tov Lettuce.
It's already at Yad Tov Lettuce, folks.
And there's no chance it's going to get to Mala Resicha. Or you hold that from Yad Tov Lettuce to Mala Resicha is okay. Or, okay, maybe. Tosfos is saying, maybe our Gemara, or I shouldn't say our, maybe the Gemara Memches is talking about the water is not Yad Soledes. And it still is going to be okay. At least that's part of Tosfos' question. So Tosfos answers,
maintaining heat, but obviously
I'm maintaining the 110 degrees. Let's read the Nirala Rashba. Nirala Rashba, the Hadasharin Lassis Kiton Shomayim Kenegan Hamadura, Hainu Barachok Min Hamadura, Shela Olam Lo Yuchal Lavoli De Bishom. Avo Bekarov Usser, Afibu Lahafshir, Duma Mishtali. The Asila Hanichon Sham, Adsha Tibashel, or Adsha Yisbashel. Well, Hachi Masakacha, the Asir, Lobisho Shiachamu, the Ksani Hassam, Hainu Kulam Abri Makom, Shiacho Lovo Lide Shiachamu, the Lashon Dachuk Ktas. So, what's Taisa saying? What's the Rashba saying?
About distance.
It's about distance, not about time. But Rashi says that the Gemara is about time. The Rashba is saying that the Gemara is about distance, meaning, according to the Rashba in Taisis, you are not allowed to put water in a location where it could get to Yad Soledes at all, even if your kavana is going to be to move it. Before it gets Yad Soledes, right? You can't even put it in the location where it could potentially ever become Yad Soledes. That's what the Rashba says. Or the Rashba entices. If it's in a makom that is karov, so then you cannot even leave it there for a minute. But that's a big chiddush, no?
Like it's really karov, you're saying?
In a makom that really karov in the sense of it could ever become Yad Soledes, then I cannot leave it there even for 1 minute.
That's so crazy. Just intuitively.
Well, with Chaora, it should be a Dov Rashi Eino Miskaven.
Right, unless you didn't think of explanation for Rashi being Dov Rashi Eino Miskaven was super compelling, and then this is a great opening.
Again,
meaning if you didn't think that the explanation of Rashi Shita as being a Dabrashin Miskaven was compelling, so then
what's the other explanation? I mean, or I'll say it like this: forget how I understand Rashi. Right? The Rashba writes, the Rashba and Tosis writes, and the Rush says it also. We'll see the Rush maybe in Simin Yod. Right? The Rush also says this idea. That our Gemara is a din in makom, not in zman. So I cannot, and this is how Shulchan Aruch paskins, I cannot put food in an area where it could become Yad Soledes. Right? That's the way the Rashbam writes it. In a makom that it could become Yad Soledes, I cannot leave it there. Dilma Mishdali, maybe I'll forget. And it will get cooked. It's a little bit strange that I make a gezeira. I forget what I said within Rashi. Within the Rashba and Taisa, it's a little bit strange I make a gezeira that maybe I'll forget it. Because if I forget it, it's not such a big deal. It's still a Dov Rashi Eino Miskaven. So I'm making a gezeira, now Ato I'll forget. But if I forget, what's the problem?
Well, for Dov Rashi Eino Miskaven, does that mean that I did some sort of action and a result? Happened, I didn't intend.
There's a result that I didn't.
You did an action, but here, when you did a thing, you were full aware of the potential of your action.
Good. Meaning?
Maybe it's not the rushing and the scabbing.
Oh, so you're saying something very good, but I'm going to say something else before I get to what you're saying. The Egle Tal is bothered by this Kasha. About how come, according to Rashba in the Tosis, and we'll see the Rush says this also, how come, according to them, it's also to put it in a location that could become Yad Soledes? I shouldn't be Dov Rashi Eino Miskaven. So the Egle Tal writes, I gave you the Mar Makom on the Makoros. The Egle Tal writes that this is not a Dov Rashi Eino Miskaven, this is a Psik Reisha. It's psikresha in the sense of I did a maisa which would cause the Isra D'Oraisa Bishul. However, My kavana is to undo it. Kavana to undo does not take away the fact that the initial maisa was a psik ratio, was a maisa of bishul.
What do you mean by
I did a maisa that's going to be an action of bishul. The only way it could possibly be permitted is if I take it off. So therefore, that's not called darshin miskavin. Darshin miskavin is I do an action which is benign, and I don't intend for it to have real bishul. Over here, I'm not doing an action that's benign. I'm doing a maisa bishul, and I want to uproot that maisa bishul al yidei hasaras hakadera. But I did a maisa bishul. Right? And the Egoi Tao uses the expression that this is called a psik ratio. Hard to use the term psik ratio exactly, but what he means is probably along the lines of what Sophia meant. No? That over here, you what? You want it to get hot. So therefore, it's mechavein. It's mechavein, I want it to get hot, but I want to start the process and undo it. My dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, I use this Sefer like, did I quote him in here in this year? Like a few times. I love him. He's awesome. So Megillah Sefer has the following ha'ara, that in Simen Shin Lamed Vav, right, there's a din that I'm not allowed to violate the Melech of Zoreya on Shabbos. If I throw seeds in a area that is watery, so the seeds could germinate, right? Or forget an order that's watery. I throw seeds on the grass, right? That could potentially be a malach of Zoreya, no? The seeds will germinate. Let's say I throw seeds on the grass with my intention that the animals should eat those seeds. Again, this might be aser midrabbanan in the sense of like feeding animals on Shabbos if animals don't belong to me or whatever, but you're avoiding that. So I'm throwing seeds to the animals on the grass. Magana, we pass, and that's mutter. Magana from says that's mutter. But 1 second, why is it mutter? I did a maisa of zoreya. I throw seeds on the ground. That's zoreya. You plan on taking it away. So l'chaor, that should be exactly like putting the food near the fire where it could get bishul and trying to take it away afterwards, which is mamish usser, according to the Rashba and the Rush, etc. So the Megillah Sefer is bothered by this kasha. How come over here it's usser to put the pitcher of water in a location that it could come lidei malacha, meaning I do not consider it a davar she'eino miskaven, but when it comes to feeding animals, seeds, whatever it is, so then it's mutter because it is a davar she'eino miskaven, because the animals are going to take the seeds away. Maishna animals taking seeds away, and maishna me taking seeds away. So what's the answer? Anyone want to take a stab at this?
Maybe the Hema case is different because it's as if you had an alarm, like there's something there to like ensure that it's not actually going to happen. But by the visual, you're relying on yourself.
Wow.
Right. So this is an interesting svara, right? If I understand what you're saying correctly, is that animals are more trustworthy than you yourself, than humans.
No, meaning I'm an outsider minder. It's the idea of ikadeos. I guess you're subscribing das to an animal with the notion that there's multiple.
I'm ascribing das to an animal, or I assume that animals don't have das, but they're instinctively going to eat.
Yeah,
but by a human, I need das, and I might not have the, I might not remember to do it. Right? Animals are, there's no instinct that a person has to remove the, right? Rav Shechter likes to quote a medrash that the Chazal, there's a medrash being in Parshas Chayisara that compares Sarah Imenu to like a cow, which sounds like a very insulting comparison. So Rav Salvechik explained that the pshat is that Sarah Imenu trained herself so that she did mitzvahs like instinctively. Like, it didn't require any forethought or whatever. So, like, maybe that's the pshat. Maybe the pshat is that animals are instinctive and humans require das. And that's the distinction. That's why it's mutter in the case of... That's why it's mutter in the case of the animal. That could be. The Megillah Sefer doesn't like this pshat.
Also, the likelihood of it actually happening is definite in one area and less in the other.
So is that true? I mean, I don't know if the animals are going to definitely eat every seed that's thrown.
Yeah, but even if they don't, it's not clear that every seed that's thrown is going to grow. You need the right conditions and water.
Okay, but remember, the malacha of Zorea lecha'ora is violated. Again, we'll have to start malachos not that long now, but I violate the malacha of Zorea when I put a seed in the location that it could grow. If it's my bad luck and it doesn't grow, that's my bad luck, but I still violated a malacha, lacha ora. Right? Again, this might depend on the machlokas that we'll learn between the Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch about can you undo the malacha of Zoreya? Is the malacha the totsa'a or is the malacha the maisa? But... the Megillah Sefer has the following suggestion, which is azoy. In the case of throwing the seeds, my kavana is not to do the malacha. My kavana is that the animal eats the seeds, and therefore there's zero zoreya come happening. Over here, by heating the water, my kavana is to make the water hotter. Making water hotter is bishul dik, right? But then I want to remove it. But my kavana, it's a davar mechavein. I want to do a maisa bishul, but I want to stop the maisa bishul before it gets all the way there. As opposed to the zoreya, where I don't want any sort of bishul. By the zoreya, my intention, it's not exactly what you are saying. Right? What Sophia was saying is that the animal is more trustworthy than the human. Right? Over here, it's focused on what my das is. Is my das that it should begin to heat up, which is primordial bishul. Over there, my das is that it should never have any malacha of zoreya. But because our ma'aseh, right, Rashi assumes it's a din in Zman, the Rashba in Taisis assumes it's a din in Makom. The way the Rashba says it is that the concern is Dilma Mishtali. Right? That's his Lashon in Taisis, no? I might make a mistake, Dilma Mishtali, and I might leave it there, Adshe Yisbashel. Which raised our question, isn't that a Davashenu miskavein? Look at the Rush. Okay, well, this will be like the last shtickle Torah that we say today. Look at the Rush in Simin Yud. This whole Rush is kedai to read. Maybe we'll read the whole thing next time, but this time I want to just show you one line or two lines in the Rush in Simin Yud. It's near the Os Tes in the Karban Nisanel. If we want to equate our Gemara to Yerushalmi, we Ella, b'makom she'ra'uyin lahafik tzinasan v'lo lehispashel, afilu yamad sham kol hayom. And he goes on, asur l'anicha b'makom she'efshar she'yuchumu k'dei she'yad soledes, u'mutar l'anicha b'makom she'yuchumu v'lo tehe hayad soledes bo. The Rush says the same as the Rashba in Taisvis, that's a din in makom. But unlike the Rashba in Taisvis, who says that the concern is I might forget, those words never appear in the Rush. The Rush never says that the Isser is that I might forget and leave it there. You get the impression that for the Rush, right, Ramosha Feinstein points this out in the Tshuva and the Simon Tzadi Gimel. You get an impression that for the Rush, the Isser is that Chazal made a new Isser Drabonon of putting food in a makom that can get Yad Soledes. It's not because I might forget. We know you won't forget. We trust you, right? You have the Nemanos of Sari Imin, Givaldic. You are fully trustworthy. But there's an Isser Drabonon. Why Chazal made this Isser Drabonon? Chazal decided that it's some sort of a Mechzikim Evashel in some sort of way, or whatever it is. But it's not because I might forget and leave it there for too long. It's there's an independent Isser on leaving it in such a makom. That's the way the Rav Moshe understands the Rush. It's different than the Taisus. Taisus is saying that it's a concern that you might forget, which opened up our question of the Davar She'ino Miskavein issue, etc. But according to this, it's like an independent Isser of not leaving it in a makom. Nafgaminas. Ready? Let's just give a few quick nafgaminas.
That reminds me of the whole thing of, are you allowed to have a non-Jew place the food on the gachal? Because it's the whole state of it.
It's the state of it. It's not, say it a little more precisely, or like there's a state that we spoke about by Hachazar, maybe that the fact that it's there is going to be usher, even though it's not an isser of a mice of putting it there, potentially, right? Over here, I'm not sure if it's exactly the same as that, but it's somewhat similar. The fact that food is in a makom that it could get to Yad Soledes is an independent Isser Drabanan the Chazal made. It's like a fourth Gezerah, right? Shehiya HaChazara HaTmana, Gezeras Hefsher. Right? It's not that Gezeras Hefsher is some Gezerah Atubishal. It's a din, Drabanan, the Chazal said, don't put food in an area, in a makom, that it could come Lidei Yad Soledes. Right? A few quick nafgaminas. Let's say, I have a Shabbos clock, or I set an alarm, maybe, right? I know for sure that it's going to go off, that it won't come Lidei Bishul. Let's say I have a lead keli, not lead, I have a wax keli. So I know that if I'm going to leave it there, remember there is Bishul by non-food items also. Just the definition of Bishul by non-foods is that it changes state from, let's say, solid to liquid or the like. Let's say I have a wax keli. If I leave it there for too long, it will get ruined. So there's no real shash, I'll leave it there for too long. According to the Rashba in Taisvis, one could argue that there's no Gezerah Dilma Mishnali. But according to the Rush, there's an independent Isser. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Shin Yud Ches, if cut in Tzadi Aleph, he is Mekol on this. I'm putting a Alontis, right? A Kli Shava, whatever it is, Samach La'esh. He's mekel on it because we know for sure you're not going to forget. Okay, so what we have is Rashi's Shita, that's a din in Zman, and the majority of Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Shulchan Aruch Paskins against Rashi, but there are two ways of understanding the Shitos against Rashi. It could be that it's a concern that you might forget, which raises the objection of what about Davar She'eino Miskaven, etc. But the more razzle-dazzle way, which might be more, I don't know, more MS. It's Machlokes Rishonim, but a more razzle-dazzle way of saying it is that the concern is that there, that forget the concern. You violated an independent Isser by putting it in such a makom. So far, good. Okay, that's a thumbs up. One out of three thumbs up is not bad. Two, three. Okay, we got all three. Shkoyach.